Well, let's all give the choir a big hand this morning, all right? Let's give them a great big hand. That's some awesome singing this morning. I know we're doing things a little different today, but it's great that we can celebrate our freedom. Amen. Take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 37. I'm going to be real brief because Sherry left me 5 minutes. That's what I've got. She said, give a devotional thought. Not everybody leave now. Psalm 37. Psalm 37. If we don't hear from God, we're all sunk. Amen. We need to hear from God. All right. You got your place? Psalm 37. Psalm 37. Let's all stand in reverence to the reading of God's holy, infallible, inspired, inerrant, everlasting word. Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thy dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Now here's the verse. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Let's pray. Father, we know our world is in a time of unrest, and there are many evildoers in our day. But I pray in the name of Jesus that you would touch every person here today to make a commitment that we're going to be your light and your salt, and every one of us were saved to make a difference. So God, help us to understand the difference that we can make. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you. You may be seated. I just want to share a few words from my heart if I can today. And I want to say this with all my heart. I don't know how to put it in words what I have felt this week in Vacation Bible School. It has been by far the greatest Vacation Bible School I've ever witnessed, not only in this church, but any church. I mean, we broke all records in Vacation Bible School this year. 178 in Vacation Bible School. We saw 35 professions of faith. And you know, I saw youth, children. We ought to give God a hand for that. Amen. And you know, you might think, well, you know, these children, do they really understand it all? No, but nor do you. You don't understand all that Jesus has done for you. But guess what? They come by faith and they're making steps toward God, and we're going to continue to help them. In our church, this new church year, one of our main focuses is going to be helping our children, to grow our children, to make a difference. And, you know, I've been thinking a lot about the body of Christ and how that God put us together. Now, listen carefully, as a body. And I'm going to tell you where I'm going to be going in July. Are we a deformed body? I mean, you know, are we walking about like this, limping, trying to make it? We're going to do the best we can to serve the Lord. Are we walking uprightly? Are we walking as a healthy people? Hello? A healthy people. That means we're bringing the children along, we're bringing the youth along, we're bringing the middle-aged adults along, we're bringing the senior adults along. No, look, every member of your body is important to you, amen? And you want to take care of all the... Look, y'all are looking out here, y'all doing pretty good. You look good today. I mean, yeah, you combed your hair. You know, those... that knows how to put the... I don't know how to put the makeup on. I don't do that. But you know, the house needs painting. Paint it. I mean, do whatever you need to do to look good. But y'all looking good. You're setting up looking my... But what about the spiritual body of Christ? Are y'all following me? And if we're going to reach that one out there, we want to be one in all things. I before I share my thoughts, and they're real simple, I just want to say how much I love you. I do. I love you too. Melanie, she's one of our newest Christians. It just came out of her mouth. But shouldn't that be true for every one of us? Amen. We love the Lord. We love each other. The last 3 weeks, I've seen something happen here that only God could do. When we had the missionary last week, Josh Stewart, Sherry and I chose, we like their last name, so we chose to carry him out for lunch. It was worth my dollar, because here's what Josh said. He said, you've got a special group of people there. He said, there is a lot of excitement and a lot of joy. And you know, only God does that. Amen. Only God can. That's a fruit of the Spirit, joy. And I thought about what I've witnessed here in the last few weeks. Just a lot of joy about coming together. There ought to be joy when God's people come together. Amen. There ought to be excitement. Amen. And look, the world takes note of that because they're watching us. Now, there are those who are evildoers out there in a lost and dying world, and they want to see God's people go belly up. But you know, I've been reading this scripture, and I tell you what, if I can find it here, I broke out in a song. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. You see, he lifts up our head. There's a song. Y'all heard that song? It's based on Psalm 3:3. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. Don't go around with your head all down and discouraged. Our Redeemer lives. He's on his throne, and he's coming again for his body. Man, I've done hundreds and hundreds of weddings over the years. And you know, it's so funny how it all works out when you do these weddings. You know, I'm standing here and I got the groom standing beside me. But you know, it's all about the bride. And when that bride starts marching down the aisle, everybody stands up and everybody looks. Everybody's looking at the bride. You know who the bride is in Scripture? And I'm going to tell you something. He's coming for his church. Amen. And everybody's looking at that bride today. Yeah. Are we dressed in white? You say, well, preacher, you know, we fail, we mess up. But that is the point I want to make today. That God's blood, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shed his precious red ruby royal blood on Calvary's cross, washes us every day. As they sung that song, his mercies are new every day. Amen? And we can sing, it is well with my soul. Now, here's the three things I really believe. Now, this is a devotion, so it's not a sermon, but take it to heart, okay? Number one, I'm going to ask you as a church, and I've already done this. Thank God that God has put people in place. This church is already on the move in this area, and I want to see it just go stronger and stronger. Start today, a commitment to pray. Now, that scripture that you all know, if my people, which are called by my name, 2 Chronicles 7:14, shall humble themselves in what? Pray. All right. Number one, he's talking about a commitment of his people. We're not just any people. We're God's people. If my people, which are called by my name, hey, we're called by the name above every name. In the name of Jesus, we can come to a holy God. The veil of the temple was rent in two from the top to the bottom. And thanks be to God, we all are a priesthood of believers. We can go into that holy of holies, not through some pope or not through some priest, or not through some preacher, or not through some pastor, but by the very blood of Jesus, God will hear your prayer. And church, we got to start believing that. The hope of America is God's people on their face praying. Charles Stanley, boy, I was moved this morning by his sermon. I was encouraged because I know he's a man who will tell the truth. And he made this statement this morning. He said, I'm seeing glimmers of hope in America because more people are praying. And I do believe more people are praying. I believe we've got to pray in church here. You believe that? Say amen. I mean, as you go out today, there are two bulletin boards that Miss Amy has plastered up there on the wall, and that's just answered prayer for this year. Last year it was overflowing. This year this is the sixth month, so we're halfway through, and the board's halfway overflowing now. God answers prayer. Listen up, look, folks, that is a profound thought, that God will answer your prayer, and He will. Call upon me, He said, and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. He says that He is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask or think. Much prayer is much power. Little prayer is little power. And no prayer is no power. You want to be a powerful people? Then pray. Prayer works. Prayer works. Prayer does not suit us for the greater work. Prayer is the greater work. The greatest thing you could do is get on your face before God. Now, I'm going to teach you something else. We're to be a committed people, committed to prayer, but committed to praise. He says, and shall humble himself and pray and seek my face. You know, I love the song the choir sung this morning so much, I wrote it down. They said, America bless God. Instead of God bless America, I heard them sing just a minute ago, America bless God. It's time in America that we bless God. We really need to bless His name. I'm going to tell you, something happens when you begin to praise God. Yes. Now listen carefully. I'm going to teach you something. Praise says everything about character. Think about it. Do you have a heart of gratitude? Man, I'll tell you, in my lifetime, I've been a pastor for 42 years. I've dealt with a lot of complaining saints. I mean, I've heard everything. My first church, they complained about the ceiling. I'm not kidding, because the line was not quite straight. You know, I never cared about that ceiling. But for some folks, somehow, they didn't do it just right, and we were focused on the ceiling. My second church, they were more concerned about the building. It was getting old, and they had to build a new building. And they talked that thing to death, and they talked it, and they talked it, and they talked it, and they still ain't building a new building. We've lost our focus as a church. The focus is not how straight the line is or what kind of building you're at, but what kind of people that make up the church. Because you could have the fanciest, nicest house, but if you ain't got a home, the house ain't going to do you no good. Amen? There are a lot of folks that's got some pretty houses, but they got an ugly home. You know, I'd rather see a beautiful home in an ugly house. And by the way, it's sort of funny how that works. A lot of people have the ugly house, have a beautiful home. You know what I'm saying? You know, the family, the marriage is more important than the building. A building is just simply a building. We're not a building. We're not a business. We're the body of Christ. That's who we are. And we need to live like it. Well, if we're going to live like it, what do? You praise the one who is the head of the body. Amen? You praise Him. What does praise do? Well, let me teach you. Let's give you a little acronym to praise. P, it pleases God. He knows He's worthy. You know what you're going to be doing in heaven for all eternity? You're going to be singing for at least 10,000 years, just one song. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Some of you don't like the 7-Eleven songs. Get used to it. In heaven, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. You're going to be singing that because He's worthy. Amen. And God knows He's worthy. Listen to me carefully. We ought to be really good at praising Him. It pleases God. You want to please God? Then praise Him. Amen? The R in the word praise, it means release faith. I'm telling you, getting your eyes off yourself, you're putting your eyes on Him, and you focus on Him. And the Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. We want to please God. Let's praise Him. R, it releases faith. A, it assures hope. And folks, I don't know of a time that we need more hope than today. We need hope. Hope. I'm so thankful that our God is a God of hope. He has risen from the grave, and because He lives, we live also. Death has no victory. O grave, where is thy victory? Death, where is thy sting? Our victory is in Jesus Christ, the resurrected Christ. He is our hope. And if you begin to praise Him, I'll tell you what, it'll make a dead church come alive. It will. People come in here and they say, what are these people so excited about? Jesus. What are they singing so much for? Jesus. Why are they so friendly? Jesus, why is there so much love in this fellowship? Jesus, do I need to say his name again? I believe I will. Jesus, I'll tell you, he's worth praising. Amen? If we get our eyes off of us and our problems and focus our eyes on him, we have more reason to praise him. It assures hope. Are y'all ready for this one? Here's the one I really would like to hit a home run with everybody here. It increases love. Praise increases love. You know why? You just fall over and over and over and over and over and over and over again in love with him. It increases your love for God because you know what? You're not focused on yourself. You're not focused on what you don't have. You're focusing on the one who has it all. And by the way, folks, whether you believe it or not, God owns it all. He owns the cattle of 1,000 hills and he owns the hills too, and he owns you. And all you are, whether you like it or not, you may have your name on a car title, a house deed, or whatever you want to call it. Folks, let me tell you something. God owns it all. Yes. Oh, yeah. He really does. You're just to be a good steward. And that's the problem with most people. Most people don't know how to manage things. They don't manage their life. Everything's out of order. You know why? Because they don't really love God. He says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Amen? I mean, there's the test. You can talk this all you want to, but the acid test is whether or not you do it. Love the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Love him. Acknowledge him in your life and everything. Oh, it increases love. And then the S, it serves joyfully. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Man, I tell you, I've never seen kids so happy this week. I mean, I've seen kids coming in here praising the Lord, excited. I wish we could get the church to do what our kids do at Vacation Bible School. Man, I mean, really, yeah. Down in the river. I mean, it looks like they were into it. You say, well, preacher, is that wrong? Well, the Bible says David danced before the Lord. You know, I'd rather see our children dancing before the Lord than dancing in some honky-tonk or whatever you call those places, you know. I don't know what, I'm telling you something. I'd rather see our, and by the way, the best thing that could happen in this church is for these children to see mom and dad excited about Jesus, to see tears running down their cheeks, to see their arms lifted up high. I'd rather see you lifting up your arms for Jesus than lifting it up because your child got arrested or something, you know. Amen. Amen. I mean, you know, our children are important to us. Then let's live like it. Let's show them that Jesus is real. Amen. Because the last thing, the E, it endures eternally. Whether, I don't know what you're thinking about, but in heaven, we're going to be praising God for all eternity. Hello. I think of Michelle Mabry and how God's given her a beautiful voice. I get her voice in heaven. She gets mine. Yeah, the joke's on Michelle because you know what? I'm going to sing my lungs out. I'm going to go, woo! I'm going to give it my all. When I think of Michelle, that's what I think. She gives her all. And folks, Jesus gave his all. Amen. For all eternity, for all eternity. I said for all eternity, we're going to be worshiping God. So some of you that don't like a long-winded preacher, just wait till you get to heaven. Ain't going to be no preaching, but going to be a lot of singing. Amen. Excited about Jesus. Last thing I'm going to call you to in this scripture, I've called you to prayer. If my people, committed people, are committed to prayer and they're committed to prayer, and I'm going to give you something. Now, don't let this mess you up. He says, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Now, some denominations, and to put my little P word in there, penance, but I have a problem with penance. I'm not confessing my sins to a priest, but I'm coming before a holy God, and that's repentance. What does that mean? It means I'm turning from my wicked ways, okay? I mean, it's one thing for me to confess up. I mean, you caught my hand in the cookies jar. Yeah, I've sinned. I've done wrong. But repentance means I'm not going to do it again. I'm turning away from that sin. And see, that's the problem in America. We will confess, yeah, we messed up, but are we doing something about it? Hello? Are we willing to repent? So my call to you is this, to be a people committed to pray, to be a people committed to praise, and a people committed to repent. to say, yeah, I've sinned. But then to say, God, as much as you went to all the trouble for me, for your son to die for me, and we teach this in the baptism pool, to die to your old life and to be resurrected to a new life. I'm a new person in Jesus Christ. Then live like it. Amen? Amen. Live a godly life. You say, well, I just can't do it. That's why he gave you the Holy Spirit. And bless God, the Holy Spirit can live a godly life through you. No? Huh? Yeah. I know one thing God's really speaking to my heart about, living a spirit-filled life. It's so easy to give into my flesh. That's natural. But to give into the Spirit of God is not natural. It's supernatural. To say, all right, now, God, not just what would Jesus do, but the Holy Spirit in me says this is what Jesus was to do. He will do it. And I'm going to tell you, God will do a great work. He will do something that only he can do through this church if we do these three things. Commit to pray, commit to praise, and commit to repent. That's our invitation. And now here's the call. We're going to sing God Bless America, but I'm going to ask you as a church, would America bless God today? I'm going to ask every one of you that will. And this may be uncomfortable to some people, I don't know. But you come down here and pray for America. I want to join Charles Stanley today in saying, let's pray that revival would sweep across this nation. Folks, we need to come back to God. Are y'all listening to me? We've got, and it's already started, and we got to start praying now for this election. What I've heard so far is a bunch of baloney, okay? I mean, it's craziness. We live in a crazy day, okay? We've got to come. Folks, look up here. Why do you think America is blessed the way it is? Because our forefathers got on their face before God. They wrote this Constitution with this Bible in hand. Do you know that? Yeah, this nation was not founded just flippantly. These people met with God. Are y'all hearing me? Are y'all listening? Yeah. Folks, I'm afraid that there are going to be some people here today that's going to miss God because you're not willing to even pray. Would you pray for our nation today? Would you do it? Yeah. Would you pray for this upcoming election? Yeah, we really, you say, preacher, are you getting political? Oh, I've already won all the politics. I know you say heaven is political. It's who you know that gets you in. Think about it. Do you know Jesus? Amen? You thought I was going to say something about Republicans and Democrats. I'm not that stupid. But I am smart enough to say there's only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. And if you don't know him today, I'll be standing right here. Now, there's going to be a lot of people praying. You know, where's Sam at? Sam? There's Sam. I love you, Sam. Sam stepped out first this week to accept Jesus Christ as his Savior. I was so proud of Sam. Amen. Now, Sam, I'd been praying for you, but you know what I found out? When you got saved, there were a lot of people in this church praying. It won't just Pastor Ryan. So, Sam, I know I'm putting you on the spot right now, but we're trying to say we love you, buddy. We do. We really do. And if we'll love our children to Jesus, if we'll love the lost to Jesus, because there's no need to condemn anybody. We're here to love them to Jesus. Amen? Amen. I'm going to ask you, would you come and maybe pray for your one today? By the way, Sam, I hadn't told you this. You were my one. I'm serious. I had wrote your name down at the Southern Baptist Convention and turned in a piece of paper because they asked, who is your one? And I wrote Samuel Pulio. I did. I wrote that down. And so now I got to go out and find me another one. Got to start all over again. So would you pray for that one today? Are y'all listening? Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we want so much for you to bless our nation again. We need a fresh touch from heaven. We need a spiritual awakening like never before. I thank you for the Billy Grahams and the D.L. Moody's and the Billy Sundays and all the other great preachers of old. But God, what happened yesterday, the commitment yesterday will not suffice for today. Today's a new day. And we must be more committed to prayer than ever before. So God, as we've called this church to prayer, I pray that we will pray for our nation and pray for this election and pray for the lost and pray one for another and love one another. Lord, I pray that we would be a people of praise, that we'll not only ask you, but we'll thank you for all that you've done, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And then God, we will be quick to turn from our sin. When we mess up, that we'll say, okay, I messed up, I've sinned. And God, I ask you to forgive me. I ask my brother and my sister to forgive me. And we go on, God. We don't get mired up in it. We don't just hang around with that. We turn loose of whatever it is trying to hold us back. And I pray that we as a church today would turn loose of anything, Lord. And your promise is in your word right here in this scripture is that you'll hear our prayer. You will forgive our sin and you will heal our land. Father, thank you for your word today. And may we do something about it right now. May we be committed to pray and to praise and to repent. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's all stand together as we sing, God Bless America.